ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya. Hi, I'm Rudy, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where each week we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading back to Aranda Country in Central Australia to go for a bushwalk with our Malia Joel. He wants to introduce us to some new friends. You might spot them in the trees or soaring across the skies. You guessed it. Joel's going to share the Aranda word for birds. Wada, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Wada, welcome back to Aranda country.
Where are we today?
On one of Murujurujalanam. We're at a place called Choricha, a soakage in Alice Springs.
Right. I remember this is one of your favourite places on country.
It sounds like someone else is happy to see you too. The birds are saying wada as well.
Hi bird.
And that's the word I want to share with you today. Thirp is the term for birds in Aranda.
Thirpa.
Wada thirpa.
Hello thirpa.
Mora, that's good. Thirp is the general name for all birds. But of course in Aranda language, every bird has its own name as well.
What's that?
It sounded like a seagull.
I think it is a seagull.
Is that a wedge-tailed eagle, Joel?
Sure is. We call him Iritja.
Iritja. Iritja.
It's so big.
Look at those wings. Whoa.
It's like 3 foot.
I've seen a wedge-tailed eagle in Penrith. It was just flying around in a circle.
And those noisy red-tailed black cockatoos we call Iranda.
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 I see them in hollow trees.
I've seen a black cockatoo before, and I see some near my house at the bus stop.
Oh, those cheeky, chatty cockatoos.
Kala, let's go for a walk and find some more thepa. Arantarawam, can you hear that?
What is it?
Is it a rainbow lorikeet?
It's a flock of a tuttura, budrigars.
A tuttura, a tuttura. It's green and yellow and black.
I can't believe how many thepa we're seeing. We're in the middle of the desert.
That's why we need to take care of the land and take out all the grasses that don't belong, like buffel grass and other weeds. Buffel grass makes really hot fires and kills the apura, the river gums, the ardeja, the mulgas, and the utnant, the gidgies, and other trees that are home for all of the birds. Birds also eat seeds that grow on native grasses and fruits that grow on native trees, so caring for the plants makes thepa happy.
That makes sense. How do you keep country healthy?
Pick up rubbish on the floor.
No littering.
Can you hear that?
It sounded like birds chirping.
The colours I saw were red, black,
red, blacky bird.
Nyinga kukuyan. It's a little finch. They're smart. They'll show you where all the water is. And when you see big flocks of them chirping, you know they're near water.
Let's follow him and see where he goes. It's hot out here. Let's stick to the shade under these trees.
Yep, that's what the thepa do too. When it gets too hot, they'll shelter in the ulbora, the hollows in the trees. But they gotta be careful too. Might be a ndutthurika, a carpet python, waiting in there for them.
What else did thepa have to be careful of?
Well, they gotta be really careful of feral cats, wild cats, cats that have escaped their homes.
My pet cat ran away. It ran away with its boyfriend.
Well, out here they actually go and live in the bush and they'll hunt for any bird or animal they can. We need to manage feral cats and have cats stay in their owners' homes when they are in town. That way we protect the native animals, especially the tepari, the birds. We need to remove weeds in our homes, on the lawns and on the country. Weeding stops the really hot fires burning in the bush and destroying all the trees that are home for the birds and other animals. And if you remove the weeds in your house, native grasses and trees will grow, and the birds will come back and keep you company.
My favourite are wedge-tailed eagles because they look cool.
Magpies and pigeons and crows. I see them in the park.
My favourite bird is a teal duck and wedge-tailed eagle because those are my turtles.
Oh, that's great to hear. It makes me very happy when I see Thepa and other animals out here.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been so lovely hanging out with you today, Joel. Thanks for taking us on a walk to see all the colourful desert Thepa.
Thanks, Joel.
No worries, kids. It's been nice having you. Take care. Orogarechinang and see you later.
Bye, Joel.
Bye, Joel.
See ya. Yalu. Gorgeous were all those birds on Arunda country. I love seeing all those bright green budgies.
A tutura is a green budgeria.
Good memory. A tutura is budriga in Arunda. Can you remember the other birds we saw?
Arunda is a red-tailed cockatoo.
Ningao is a finch.
Iricha is a wedge-tailed eagle.
Thepa means birds.
All right, smarty pants. Nice one. Joel shared so many Arunda words with us. I wonder who we'll visit next time. And where. I'll catch you then. Yalu. This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal and Arunda nations, featuring the real sounds of Arunda country. Thanks to our guest Joel Little and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And to the Central Land Council for their help recording Sounds of Country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab free on ABC Listen.